Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. How you be this wonderful day in June? Today is June 20th, and as you probably already read and heard, today is when we welcome the solstice energy. We are welcoming summer. And as a matter of fact, it just so happens that tonight we'll also have a full moon. And what are the chances of the two getting together? Only every 7 years. Tell me you're not special, because this is not just for anybody. This is for all of us who are here alive on this planet doing something for a reason. And we are here. We are witnessing this. And what else is possible, right? Well, I wanted to do a mid-year check to see how you're doing. How it has been a very roller coaster ride, and time has been flying by, as you've noticed. It's already the middle of the year. Can you believe it? Today is when solstice, summer solstice, sacred masculine and the sacred feminine energy come together and they combine each other. Today is going to be the longest day. It's going to be equal daylight and equal nighttime. And then from this point forward, we're going to start losing daylight time until next winter. In the winter solstice, we're going to start gaining time of daylight. So today is just full of energetic roller coaster, as I was saying before. And it's all about you not being mental. If you are being mental, you are not going to do well in this energy. These energies are quite potent, as you've noticed. There's a lot of chaos going on in the world. A lot of people are losing their mind. A lot of people are just not functioning well. It was interesting. The other day, I did something in the morning. But in mid-afternoon, I could not remember what I did in the morning. In another time, I would have blame myself, judge myself, and say, how is it possible that I cannot remember? Must be something wrong with me. There must be something wrong. I need to go to the doctor. But no, that's how potent these energies are. You might do something, and 5 minutes later, you might not remember. And people have been experiencing this phenomenon. They have been experiencing, but some of them, they go mental. Some of them are wondering, am I losing my mind? And then they go to the doctor, and the doctor, you know, in some instances, doctors say, just to make you feel good for having visited them, they'll give you a prescription. And now you're filling your body with cavities. Be gentle with you. If you forget something, no big deal. Just, you know, if you keep forgetting something, put post-it notes around it. In what you have to do when you think it, post it note, put it. And if that's weird, so what? So what? It's all about you and taking care of you. Don't worry about what others think. If, you know, you could have colorful post-its. Maybe that's why you like the post-its, because you like a colorful home. You like a colorful bedroom. You like colorful stairs. You can explain it any which way, but it's all about you. Don't judge you, and don't start follow. You know, make sure that you do, of course, follow your doctor's advice and so forth. But also be aware of ask your body what your body needs. Okay, I'm not a medical doctor. Please, I do not give medical advice. But please, just listen to what your body's saying. In some cases, your body might just want to relax. My dog today, all they wanted to do was lay down and sleep all day long. I didn't want to do anything. The energies coming in are quite strong. So we need to make sure that your bodies are good, that your bodies are the fall. The fall is a time of harvesting. Harvest. So integrate the energies coming in. Lower your barriers. Just lower your barriers. Lower your shoulders. And imagine the walls around you, that you built around you to protect you because everything is too harsh and what have you. Just topple them down and allow the energies to come to you. Energies come to the master. They don't go to them. You don't go to them. But they come to you. So just allow the energies to come to you. Take a deep breath. Screen door. The screen door's energies come through and they go through. You're not there to hold it. You're not there to fight them. The more you fight, the more your mental, fighting is mental, it's a mental action. The more that you start questioning and putting blocks and mental blocks, the more it's going to hurt your body because your body just needs to let go and allow the energies to come through. Because we are just molecules. Our whole body is molecules. And in between the molecules, there's the space. There's space. And that's through that space is what you have to allow the energy to go through. Just imagine yourself not continuous. The skin is, it's got molecules around it, but there's tiny little spaces if you look at it in reality. So when the energies come, like especially the energies from the solstice, the energies from the full moon, everything is fully charged at this moment with energy. Just allow. Drop your barriers. Drop your shoulders. If it means to you that when you drop your shoulders, you're dropping your barriers, do that. And then allow the images to be around you, through you, for you, and just let go. Don't go mental. Just let go and allow. So pay attention how these last 3 months have been for you. Have you been struggling with your body? Have you been struggling in a relationship? What is it that you would like your life to be like in a year? What is it that you would like to create? Think about that. Are you on target to create what you determine at the beginning of the year? Are you on target for that? Are you doing your visualizations in the evening? Right before you go to bed? To play that little script that you got the $10,000, that you got the raise, that you got the job, that you got the promotion, that you got the engagement, that you got the marriage, whatever it is that you want to create. Just right before you fall asleep, imagine you telling your friends how to do this. Or imagine your friends telling you congratulations for a job well done. Well, congratulations on the raise, congratulations on the promotion, congratulations on your engagement. Congratulations, I had so much fun at your wedding. Congratulations on your move. Congratulations on buying the home you were looking. Whatever it is that you want to play, whatever it is that you want to create, either you say, guess what, I'm buying it, I'm got promoted, I got a promotion, I got engaged, whatever. Play that little skit in your brain as you go to sleep. And watch yourself celebrating. Watch you from the first point of view. Watch your arms. Watch your friends. Watch you and bring the glass or whatever to your lips. And just watch this movie. And that's how you create, my friend. No doubt about it. Okay? So let's go ahead and start. We're going to go ahead and do a clearing process. The room clearing process because of what's coming next. Then we're going to do everything in the future is going to be based on compassion. And as Kryon says, in the future, there's going to be a department of compassion. And people are going to be rated on the compassion that they have for others, and more importantly, for themselves. So we're going to be opening the heart space so that we are compassionate with ourselves, and we are compassionate with others, okay? We're also going to be doing another process for ask, accept, align, and attain. So remember, ask and you shall return. So we want to make sure that we are aligned with asking, accepting, aligning, and attaining. And then the final process is going to be the shadow process, where we are going to be, for those of us who believe, when you think you don't belong, so we want to align that so that you have more ease being on this planet. And also, if you have separated yourself enough from the Creator that you don't, you have separated yourself from the Creator, you also have a worthiness problem, or that you're not good enough, that you don't meet up to expectations. We're going to close that bridge. And then whenever you feel that you cannot trust, it's because you have separated yourself from Creator and now you don't think He's there to assist you. But guess what? We are all one. So let's go ahead and take those away, because what affects you, you can never be gone from the Creator. And you are always connected. You are always connected to the Creator. So let's go ahead and take a deep breath. And exhale. One more time. And exhale. Let's take one more deep breath. Imagine yourself dropping all your barriers, whether it's at the walls, at the curtains, whatever it is that you want it to be. So just imagine yourself dropping all of that. And let's go ahead and clear the room where you are so that the other processes go clean and smooth, without interference from any demons that are not welcome. I connect with the Creator, the source of all healing, creation. I intend to clear this room of all negative energy. I allow my awareness to expand so that it completely fills this room. Accessing the Creator's discernment, I am able to completely remove every negative influence, attachment, and memory from this room. Feel the changes that confirm the clearing, and I am filled with gratitude. So it is. Take a deep breath. And exhale. The Creator, the source of all healing, I accept blessings for all of creation. My intention is to be available for the flow of healing in this situation. And I enter my heart space where the healing resources of the universe are available situation, the Creator's answer. I accept and allow healing to happen, and I am filled with gratitude. Take a deep breath. Align and attain. This will help you prepare for the best possible outcome, so that whatever it is that you would like to create in the future in your life, you're able to do with ease. So, Creator, the source of all healing, I accept blessings for all of creation. My intention is to participate in the miracle of healing. I go within to communicate with my higher self and sources of guidance on this place of safety. I ask for access to the flow of love and healing, knowing that this request is never denied. I open my heart space so that I am able to assist them. I realize that all healing requires change, memory, and action to allow good beyond my expectations to manifest in my life. I know that in this sacred space, I know that in this space of love, I receive much more than I ask for. I am feeling myself coming into alignment with my soul purpose and the life path the Creator has planned for me. I am able to accept it and express gratitude for it. My intention is to attain the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual standard that the Creator and I have planned for me to have now. And how are you doing? Yeah, that was a lot of energy. One more breath, and we'll continue with the next process. Do you feel your crown being very active? Mm-hmm. Okay, the next process is going to be three shadows over our lives. It's pretty much about the three fears, the three major fears, as identified by Greg Braden, which is the separation from Creator, the source of all healing. I ask this blessing to all of creation. My intention with this healing, my intention with this healing process is to step out of the shadows and to achieve the peace, confidence, and ability that the Creator and I had planned for me. I go to the past, my soul knows when, to before the trigger for the first event that gave me any reason to believe that I was separate from the Creator. From that place in time, I make a different decision. I will not go my own way. I will follow the amazing path of my spiritual purpose. The other participants, and again, they went their own path. Our lives are no longer in standing. I am in this place of peace, this sacred site I have chosen. In the quietness of my mind, the Creator speaks. You are the part of me that I cannot. You are an aspect of the Creator having a human experience. We can never be separated. We are one. Once again, I go to the past. My soul knows when. To before the trigger, good enough in any situation. From that place in time, I make a new choice. I will not go my own way. I will follow the amazing path of my spiritual purpose. The other participants in the event, they went their own way. Our lives do not cross. Once again, this place of peace surrounds me. The sacred side comforts me. Out of the quietness, the small, gentle voice of the Creator speaks. You are unique. Together, we made you for the plan we agreed upon. Without you, The plan is unfinished. You are like the one shining facet of the diamond that completes the thing of beauty and wonder. You are good enough. You are worthy. You are unique that we are waiting for. Once again, I go to the test. My soul knows when to before the trigger to believe that I could not trust the Creator. From that time and place, I make a choice. I will not go my own way. I will follow the amazing path of my spiritual purpose. The other participants in events, they went their own way. In the quietness, once more, I hear the voice of the Creator. It is deep in your knowing that we are one. You too are a Creator. You have created the reality you are in now. And know that you can make another choice. Together we are part of the process of creation. We can never not be working together. I feel the gratitude, the peace, and the possibilities in my life now. Thank you. Brown. And full energy from the earth. Up to your feet. Through your body and out your front. Brown. That was very good. Remember, guys, you are special. You are creators. You can never be separated from the Creator, no matter what you do. And of course you're worthy. If you were not, you will not be here. This planet is not for those people who do not belong, who are not worthy. Look at this energy that we're getting. Energies of the full moon. Energies of the you bring something to the table. Only you can provide what you bring to this planet. And for that, I want to thank you. Your special vibration is needed. Thank you for being part of our tribe. Thank you for being in this planet, acknowledging that you be Ho'oponopono. Remember, the more you listen to this, the more they will be part of you. Keep opening the blocks that you are facing. Allow the fears to dissipate. Listen to today's recording twice a day. If you still have blocks, which we all do, because if we're like skin, when we peel the first one, there's another one and another one. So what you're ready to give up is what comes off when you peel it. So continue to do the block release and see what you're creating in your life. See how you're making a difference to you. This is so exciting. Oh my gosh. Imagine what your life will be like in 1 year because you are doing this work now. Imagine it in 6 months when harvest time comes. Are you ready with an empty basket and come back with it loaded with harvest? Oh my gosh. This is so exciting. Thank you, my friends. It's been my honor and my pleasure to be here with you tonight. Happy solstice and have a wonderful, wonderful summer. Namaste.